Narration samples by Will Stoff. Here's Jebediah by Rich Peterson.
Jebediah's shadow stretched into the room. He looked silently into the dark. His son lay on a bed pushed against the corner under a window, wrapped in blue blankets, even though the room felt warm to his father. David got cold easily, just like his mother, so Jebediah asked the nurses to always bundle him up. Next to him, a small machine, the same one from Dr. Gale's hand-drawn picture, silently beamed light over his boy's prone body.
Here's the book Dresden by author Tom McCarthy. "If you are not going to marry me, I won't go to Dresden," declared Eva. He looked at her with concern. "But darling, you don't understand the current situation. We are not in a position to get married now, as much as I would like to," responded Botund while attempting to calm her. Botund was a well-built, athletic type of a man who always tried to stay calm. "You always try to find some excuse. Do you love me or not?" she demanded. "Answer me." "Of course I love you, dear Eva. You know that."
The Horseman's Textbook, The Art and Science in Becoming an Accomplished Horseman, from Jeremy Watt. Carl Sandburg said, "Nothing happens without first a dream. The first step in building a strong relationship with our horse is to first understand why we are doing it. I have often seen folks with horses that had an amazing amount of enthusiasm and talent that later on in life either kept or sold their horses for several reasons. I myself at one point thought it would be better to direct my energies down a different path, and in my mind I said to myself, this new path is better for my family. Even though I said that and I've heard others say something similar, we are truly called to become horsemen and horsewomen and to share this great gift with others."